Legend has it that it was written by the Dark Ones. Necronomicon Ex Mortis. Roughly translated, Book of the Dead. The book served as a passageway to the evil worlds beyond. It was written long ago, when the seas ran red with blood. It was this blood that was used to ink the book. In the year 1300 AD, the book disappeared. Welcome to a very special Hunnic Outcast halftime show 2015. Tonight's discussion will be Evil Dead the Musical. But be warned, there will be detailed plot spoilers and salty language. So if you haven't seen the musical, turn off this podcast now.
Away from school and from S-Mart, a week way off the charts.
A holiday with Ash, all that I'd ever ask. He's so cute and thin, and that's why I love him.
This will be just like camp, but with a slutty tramp. In a few hours you will see me doing the nasty.
Hello and welcome once again to a very special bonus Hunnic Outcast Hunnic Halftime Show 2015. One of many bonus podcasts of Hunnic Outcasts that I will be working on once a year. I think this halftime show is not a bad idea. I mean, it's either this or listening to Katy Perry or Katy Perry or whatever she is. Hunnic Outcast here, never questioned it ever, and I'm not a football fan for various reasons. I don't really care about people getting paid $20 million to take a ball and throw it around and beat the crap out of each other for it. But I do give a crap about you, the listeners, and thank you again for supporting this show. Downloads are increasing a little, feedback is increasing a little, I'm getting some nibbles and bites, so I want to thank you. Before I begin, of course, just want to do a few quick announcements very, very quickly. GeekCastRadio.com, since this show is partnered through the GeekCast Radio Network, right now they have a PayPal donation drive. They're trying to reach their $1,000 goal. Please log on to GeekCastRadio.com. Show your support if you are fans of the GeekCast Radio Network. They could really, really use your help right now. They're trying to reach a $1,000 goal. It's helping to keep some costs down and also to invest in some more servers. They have come up with a few new shows this year. One of them, of course, is dedicated to the 80s show Gem and the Holograms. And, of course, a few other shows. That will be a Cobra Cast discussing G.I. Joe, the MacGyver Files, the TFG2 podcast, and also the shows that they have currently on the GeekCastRadio.com, the main feed, the Pull Bag, which of course is their comic book show, from the Command Center, their Power Ranger show, Legends of the Dark Knight, Masked Mayhem. You have Toycast, which talks about toys, as I said, all things Transformers, and of course all the syndicated shows that's part of the GeekCast Radio Network, My Show, Turtle Flakes, Smeared Ink, In Session Film, Geek Scholar, Movie News, Punisher Body Count, Star Joe's, What's on Joe's Mind, and Mark Who, 42 Whoiverse. And, of course, let's not forget the other shows that are on GeekCast Radio Network, Talking in Circles. and off the cuff, please check out all these wonderful shows on GeekCastRadioNetwork.com. Also, as for all the non-GeekCast Radio Network shows that I subscribe to, please give them a listen. They work very hard on their shows. Now, Playing Podcast, Arkham Cast, Anything Ghost Show, The Arkham Sessions, The Batcave Podcast, Books and Nachos, Dana and Jake at Classy, Digital Drift. They were very awesome to me when we worked on our Killing Joke podcast. Disney Film Project, the H.B. Lovecraft Podcast, Marvelicious Toys, Masterpiece Cinema, Real Ghost Stories Online, Search for Schlock, and Tour Ghost Pizzeria Podcast. These are all the podcasts that are non-GeekCast Radio related that I subscribe to. Please check them out. They are all worth it, and it's free entertainment, so you're getting your money's worth. Now, tonight I've decided to discuss Evil Dead the Musical, mainly because I saw this 2 years ago in Philly, in the Splatter Zone seats. It was an interesting concept. It started back in 2003 off-Broadway. I guess it was the Little Shop of Horrors Rocky Horror Picture Show for the 21st century. Didn't get to see it in 2003. I was not a deadhead, per se. You know, being a child of the 80s, I did see Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, and then, you know, in the 90s, I saw Army of Darkness, but it wasn't my life right away, and I was a fan of Bruce Campbell, but I couldn't imagine them making a musical version of Evil Dead. I just didn't think it was going to click, especially this was starting a time where they were making, you know, more Broadway or off-Broadway shows based on movies. It was either going to be a hit or a miss, and I didn't think Evil Dead making into a musical would be a hit. How wrong I was. Many years later, I would see clips of it on YouTube, and I finally got to see it live with one of its original actors, Ryan Ward, who does a great Ash Bruce Campbell impersonation. So the musical, much like Hairspray the Musical, during the intermission, I purchased a soundtrack, and I was hooked immediately. It's not on DVD, well, I guess unless it's, you know, bootlegged. There were rumors about making it into a movie, but according to some of the movie George Renabout, which I believe was one of the collaborators, in the fall of 2008, it has been reported to various sources that Sam Raimi, director of the original series of movies, had given his okay to producer Don Comedy for the production of a 3D movie version of Evil Dead the Musical to be helmed by Theatrical Productions director with the original choreographer as well as some thoughts of the original cast members. However, George Renabout dispelled these rumors at the Evil Dead the Musical Facebook page, quoting, "Hey guys, George Renbelt here. Hate to break your heart on this, but the whole internet buzz thing about the 3D movie is completely untrue. Sam Raimi hasn't agreed to do anything like this with the musical. And until that happens, it doesn't matter what other producers say. We are lucky Mr. Raimi lets us do stage musical versions. However, he has been more than generous to keep the Evil Dead thing alive. We would like to do the movie someday, but I also like to do Evil Dead as an ice show. However, he has not agreed to any of this at this time, and until he does, all the news organizations printing the stuff should be checked, their resources have should be checked. Right now, we have the stage rights all over the world, and big things will be happening at a playhouse near you soon. Until then, don't believe what you read on the internet, George," end quote. So, unless you have a bootleg DVD of the musical playing at a theater near you, there is no chance of it ever being, you know, on the big screen. Now, there is an Ultimate 4D experience in Las Vegas. I don't know. Let's see. It has a 100-seat splatter zone, audience interaction, multimedia elements, and state-of-the-art effects, lights, and sound. The name was altered slightly to include the Ultimate 4D experience to reflect upon and design elements that separate the production from other stations of the show. The show has expanded to 5 nights a week. It will be on the Vegas Strip until the last fan is covered in blood. And this started sometime on June 22nd, 2012. As I said, I was in the splatter zone, so, but not in the 4D experience. And as for the North America tour right now, between 2014 and 15, it's in Sandusky, Ohio, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Elphinton, Illinois, Nashville, Tennessee, Cleveland, Ohio, Greenville, New York, Hartford, Connecticut, Schenectady, New York, Hamilton, Ontario, Toronto, Ontario, Charlotte, North Carolina, Tampa, Florida, Sarasota, Florida, Fort Lauderdale, New Jersey, Newark, New Jersey, York, PA, Mesa, Arizona, and Dayton, Ohio. Now, sadly, Ryan Ward doesn't seem to be in this 2014-15 cast, and he was awesome in it. Let's see, Ryan Ward, who played Ash originally and reprised the role when I saw it in 2013, Ryan Ward, he probably was the best Bruce Campbell impersonator I saw. He spoke like Bruce Campbell to a T, had all the mannerisms down, began acting in his teens and has appeared in productions in Toronto, throughout Canada, and the United States. He originated the role of Ash in Evil Dead, the musical off-Broadway, Toronto, Montreal, for which he was nominated for a Dora Maver Moore Award, Canadian Tony Awards. I was thrilled to be back. Stage credits include The Nick Drake Project, Crazy Gary's Mobile Disco Fusion, The Dream. Ryan was also directed, co-wrote, and starred in the feature film Son of the Sunshine. Okay. In the feature film Son of the Sunshine, for which he was nominated for a Genie Award, Canadian Academy Awards. Select film and TV credits include We Ate the Children Last, okay, Leon's Sidekick, About Face, The Little Guide, Nature of Wildlife, Final 24, Blueprint for Disaster. Ryan is a Ryerson Theatre School graduate. Well, he was, without a doubt, the best Ash. Sadly, they didn't do a signing after I was in the, splatter zone and saw, for the curtain call, but it was a great show. It is definitely a rock musical, and it did start off in Toronto, Ontario, back in 2003, and it did play in New York for a few years, and it's been touring for the past, several years. And of course, right now, the 4D experience is in Vegas. Now, as for the soundtrack, you can get it off of iTunes. From what I understand, for the 2003-2006 version, there were two different end songs for Act 2. At the end of Act 2, the final song was Hail to the King, and the one that I saw, which started in 2006 and present, was Blew That Bitch Away. But before I go into any further details, what is Evil Dead the Musical about? It takes elements from the original Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2, and a scooch of Army of Darkness. Not much by Army of Darkness, just a scooch. It deals with Ash, his BFF, Scotty, Ash's sister Cheryl, and of course, Scotty's girlfriend, Shelley, and of course, Ash's girlfriend, Linda. Now, the first song is Cabin in the Woods, which is kind of like a beach party introduction type of musical number, in which they're driving to go to the, abandoned cabin in the woods, where all of a sudden they start to hear demons saying, "Join us." As Scotty and, Shelley go and, make love in a tree, and Cheryl decides to go to, be by herself, we, of course, get a song by Ash and Linda called Houseware's Employee, which is kind of like the Suddenly Seymour or Somewhere That's Green Little Shop of Horrors type of song, which is great. Then, of course, we get Cheryl, who, while she's in her room drawing, she hears noises, and she gives one of the best lines, I feel. You know, Mother's always told me when I hear a noise, I should go out and investigate and not tell the others. She goes out into the woods, and unlike getting raped by the trees in Evil Dead, the movie, she does come across the trees, and they're about to rape her, but it's a little bit more comical. She's not raped, per se. They try to do it, but, you know, pretty much it's more kind of like the World Wrestling Federation attitude error, if that makes any sense. And, you know, Cheryl was kind of like fighting back and saying, oh, this is so inappropriate. It's a little bit more tongue-in-cheek than it would be for the original movie. But Cheryl runs back to the cabin. She doesn't want to stay, so she begs Ash to take her into town, but the... Oh, well, of course, how can I forget? If you've never seen Evil Dead, the movie, then you don't know that while these characters are in the cabin, there is a trap door in the middle of the cabin with a lock. And, of course, Scotty and Ash decide to open up the trap door, go into the cellar, and they find this book called the Necronomicon, the Book of the Dead, as long with a tape deck that is told by a professor that claims that he found the Necronomicon, he was trying to decode the Necronomicon, and this time the professor is played by Bruce Campbell. At least we hear Bruce Campbell's voice. As the professor is reading the words aloud, he releases demons, and they possess the woods, and that's how the trees, you know, get possessed by these demons, and they attack Cheryl, and that's how they destroy the bridge that the others cannot leave the woods. So Cheryl is the first to be possessed. She, of course, sings a song called It Won't Let Us Leave. And then when they're all back at the cabin, Cheryl fully possesses a demon, starts to sing a great song, Look Who's Evil Now. And takes a pencil, stabs it in Linda's ankle. Ash tries to take Linda into the bedroom, and then all of a sudden, Scotty's able to overpower Cheryl and throw Cheryl into the cellar and lock it. But then somehow, Shelly gets possessed, she sings Look Who's Evil Now, and Ash shoots and kills Shelly. Ash and Scott then, of course, sing the song What the Fuck Was That? Which is also... It's kind of like a, oh, what's that word? Not a ballad song. Oh, God. It's a waltz. That's it. What the Fuck Is That is more like a waltz type of, number. And Scotty, of course, just like in the original Evil Dead, the movie, Scott becomes a coward and runs away, leaving Ash to try to take care of, you know, a possessed Cheryl. Now, apparently, Ash continues to read the tape deck and finds out the only way to kill anybody who's possessed is through bodily dismemberment. Shelly has already been shot dead, so nothing wrong with that, apparently. But then, of course, we get these other two characters. We get the professor's daughter and her, I guess, boyfriend, Ed. And every time he tries to talk, he gets cut off. Just like Evil Dead 2, the professor's daughter and Ed were going to go to this cabin to meet with her father to also research the Book of the Dead. As they're trying to get to the bridge and they see it's destroyed, they come across Jake. Now, if you remember in Evil Dead 2, Jake was willing to help the daughter and Ed get to the cabin because he knew of another way, you know, to get there even though the bridge was destroyed. Now, Bobby Joe, if you remember Evil Dead 2, is not in the musical. Anyway, Ash is back. We're back at the cabin, and Ash is trying to figure out what he is going to do with the possessed Cheryl, and since, you know, the possessed Cheryl took a pencil and stabbed Linda in the ankle, Cheryl starts singing the song Join Us, which is kind of like this Pee-wee's Playhouse merry-go-round, broken-down type of musical number. And if you've seen Evil Dead 2, then you know when Ash goes insane and all the inanimate objects come to life and the dead deer head came to life and starts laughing. Well, instead of them just laughing for like 5-10 minutes, there's this musical number called Join Us, which is also, it's a great song. And instead of a deer head coming to life, it's a moose head that comes to life, and it sounds like Bullwinkle, and it's a Kandarian demon moose head. So it's a great song. While Ed and the professor's daughter, of course, are wondering how reliable Jake is to take them to the cabin, Jake, of course, sings a great song called Good Old Reliable Jake. It's a great little ballad about Jake, like why he's so reliable and all these things that he's supposedly done, where apparently he's the one who helped, you know, Snoop Dogg create his catch, you know, sayings, for Shizzle My Sizzle, I think that's Snoop Dogg, and all these other bizarre things that Jake has done over his life. So it's interesting little song. Then we get the Act 1 closer called I Am Not a Killer. Unfortunately, Linda has become possessed, and Ash is able to overpower Linda and cuts off her head, and, you know, the possessed head is still talking, just like in Evil Dead 2. And Ash, of course, has no choice but to, you know, just like in Evil Dead 2, take the chainsaw and start cutting up the remains of Linda. And he, of course, sings the song How He's Not a Killer. It's got some great lyrics saying that, you know, I'm a housewares employee, and I guess this is against all the, you know, supposedly bylaws of S-Mart. He's trying to go back to S-Mart. So as he's carving Linda's head, of course, Ed, the professor's daughter, and of course, Jake walk into the cabin, and Ash goes, this isn't what it looks like. Which is pretty much, again, if you've ever seen Evil Dead 2, this takes part of Evil Dead 2. Just like Evil Dead 2, though, the characters think that Ash has gone insane, so they beat the crap out of him. They're about to throw him into the cellar. However, it's much different than Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn in the musical. Ed has already become possessed, and he finally gets to speak, because the gag is that Ed, in this version, never gets to talk. He's always cut off. So Ed finally gets to talk, and he sings the song called Bit Part Demon, because he apparently is this one demon that will always die, and nobody will care about him, not any of the other demons, and it's great. But then Professor's daughter, I guess she was supposed to be engaged to him, feels bad about Ed and says, you know what, you've talked and nobody's interrupted you, you're a star. While Ed is about to sing a brand new song, Ash is in the background fixing his sawed-off rifle, and he shoots Ed dead. It's kind of like, you know, very Monty Python-esque. And then, of course, the professor's daughter, Annie, starts singing this great, like, 1950s doo-wop song, All the Men in My Life Keep Getting Killed by Kandarian Demons. And, you know, Jake and Ash starts, you know, like, finishing up the doo-wop in the background. So, pretty much just like Evil Dead 2, Jake has had enough with being in a cabin dealing with demons. So, Annie has found pages that may be able to turn demons into flesh, and Ash can destroy them and they're going to leave, but Jake, of course, gets scared. And Jake takes the pages that Annie had and throws them into the cellar and is about to hold Ash and, you know, Annie at gunpoint and, you know, for them to leave. But, of course, Ash gets possessed, just like Evil Dead 2. Annie uses a knife and accidentally stabs Jake. And, of course, we get this song, God Damn You Woman. And as Jake is in pain and Annie is trying to help him, of course, in Evil Dead 2, it's Henrietta that, you know, is in the cellar. But here it's, you know, Cheryl. Cheryl grabs Jake and drags him down into the cellar and kills him, but it's much funnier and a lot more bizarre than it was in Evil Dead 2, the movie. Eventually, okay, just like in Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn, the professor's daughter comes in ghost form, but in Evil Dead 2 Dead by Dawn, he looks more like he's trapped in another dimension. In the musical version, it's a sheet held up by a flashlight, very Monty Python-esque. And the professor has new notes, gives them to Annie, and, you know, Annie, the professor's daughter, and Annie has to read this new incantation, which will turn demons into flesh. And then, you know, they'll be easier, you know, to kill, because, again, these are notes that Annie's trying to look for. So, Annie starts to read the notes, and the demon version of Scotty, Cheryl, Linda, and Jake come out of nowhere, and they start to sing the song through the Necronomicon. And it's kind of, as they say in the lyrics, it's just like the Time Warp, only better. It's their version of the Time Warp. It's been a while since I listened to this song, but it's something you do. You have to do the robot, then the sprinkler, and then you finish off by giving your best Henry Winkler. So, they sing the song, and they're finally, you know, turned to flesh. But as you recall, in Evil Dead, Dead by Dawn, Ash's hand was possessed, and Ash had to cut, you know, his hand off so the rest of him wouldn't be possessed, even though he kind of still gets possessed anyway. Anyway, the possessed hand, just like in Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn, does, you know, kill Annie. And Annie is dying, and she's trying to read the remaining incantation with her dying breath, just like in Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn. And Ash starts to man up, and he starts to sing a song, It's Time, and he's trying to man up, and he's doing his best, and he takes the chainsaw and he attaches it to his, you know, what was once his, you know, cut off hand. He attaches the chainsaw to his stump, and he uses a shotgun. And this is the part where you're in the splatter zone, where he starts chainsawing the zombies, and you start getting splattered by this, you know, Kool-Aid pig's blood combination type of thing. And then from there, the dead start to reform, saying that there's no way to stop them. And finally, Annie uses her last dying breath to read the words. Now, in Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn, Ash goes back in time. Now, I was able to get my hands on a clip with Hail to the King, where Ash is in medieval times, he stops a deadite, and it's very Monty Python-esque, where the actors who were Cheryl, Jake, Scotty, and Linda are now like these medieval characters that treat Ash like royalty, and they sing a song, Hail to the King. It's also very doo-wop-ish. It's not that great, but in the version that I saw, it's blew that bitch away. And pretty much after Annie, with her dying breath, reads the incantation, the demons apparently step back into the vortex, and the lights go off, and when they start up again, same actors, you know, Cheryl, Linda, Jake, and Scotty, but Ash is back in S-Mart. And Ash is trying to tell his S-Mart employees what had happened, and they don't believe him. We, of course, get, you know, if you remember in the, in the theatrical version of Army of Darkness, where there's a demon in the store, and Ash destroys it and goes, Hail to the King, that's pretty much blew that bitch away. Ash is in the store, he shoots the demon dead, the company sings, blew that bitch away, and that's pretty much it. What did I think of this musical, though? I love the songs. I mean, I'm not going to go from best to worst. All of them work. They happen to be very great songs. It is a rock opera, first and foremost. Definitely a rock opera, and it's a combination. Each song is kind of, I mean, there's a little bit of 50s doo-wop. There's a waltz. There is a 80s metal. There's a song for everybody and everyone, and it happens to be, you know, a great, great soundtrack. It's on iTunes. I highly recommend it. As for the acting, as I said, I love Ryan Ward as Ash. I thought he did a great Bruce Campbell impersonation. He got down, you know, the button down, you know, light blue shirt to a T, the pants, everything, putting the chainsaw in the hand. And I love when Ash's hand gets possessed and Ryan Moore does kind of like this, you know, Three Stooges, Abbott and Costello type of ordeal where, you know, the hand will start to come alive and Ash doesn't pay attention to it. Like, he'll turn his head to the hand and the hand will be normal. He'll turn his head away for a second, the hand will come alive and Ash will look. It's very, there's a lot of Monty Python humor, especially when Ash blows away Ed the Bit Part Demon. It, you know, definitely feels like, the cheese shop sketch from Monty Python's Flying Circus. And the actors that I saw, I thought they were phenomenal. I thought they had some, you know, great voices for this type of ordeal. It didn't sneak up the room. But again, if you're a fan of Monty Python, if you're a fan of the original Evil Dead, I mean, there were lines from Evil Dead 1, Evil Dead 2, mostly Evil Dead 2 and Army of Darkness. Ash did spout a lot of, good, bad, I'm the one with the gun. He did describe the, you know, sawed-off rifle, shop smart, shop as smart, like Army of Darkness. He did tell the demons, like, he held up the gun saying, this is my boomstick. There were a lot of references, you know, to Army of Darkness, which was weird, and the crowd went nuts. So, it's only if you're a fan of the Evil Dead saga that you're really going to get into it, and if you're a fan of rock operas, and if you're a fan of, you know, doo-wop and rock, you know, and heavy metal and waltz all in one, you're really going to enjoy this. The Splatter Zone, I definitely recommend it, but definitely, definitely, definitely protect your smartphones, because the liquid that's, that you get splattered on will definitely fuck up your smartphones. I was fortunate enough. Yes, they do give you, you know, these plastic protective things to put around, you know. I guess if you ever went to Gallagher stand-up routine in the 80s when he did the Sledge-O-Matic, like, he would take the watermelon and smash it with the sledgehammer and people would hold up, you know, the plastic. As I said, the splatter zone, the blood, combination of, like, fruit punch, Kool-Aid, and pig's blood, it's very sticky. It's sweet. I mean, it's edible. It's nothing, but it will definitely just find a way to protect your smartphones. That's the best way I could, best advice I can give you. And make sure if you can, see it with Ryan Ward. So again, I want to thank all of you for listening to the show and supporting it. We will be back very, very, very soon for season 2. Have a lot going on as well, as I said, for season 3 for next year. So again, enjoy the Super Bowl, stay warm, and we'll talk to you next time.
Great coffee.
Hey. Chad, who's that strange, somber man on the cover of that book you're reading?
Oh, that's H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, I've heard of him, but I never really got into his stuff. It's kind of strange and hard to read.
No, I used to think that too, but that all changed when I started listening to the H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast.
What's that?
The H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast is a weekly podcast.
Tell me more.
These two really smart and hilarious guys give a synopsis of the story, then they talk about its background, the critical views, and what it says about the author.
Well, where can I listen?
Let me tell you, Chris, you can go to hppodcraft.com or, heck, just subscribe through iTunes. It's that easy.
Oh, Chad, I'm so excited. Now I can listen to this podcast and pretend to all my snooty friends that I actually read and understand H.P. Lovecraft.
Hey, that's what I do.
Oh, dear.
hppodcraft.com.
Ah, brave new world that has such putzes in it. You know, kids, a lot has changed while your old Uncle Joker's been away. New Gotham, new rules, even a new Batman.
It isn't 65 years in the future, but Legends of the Dark Knight has gone beyond. Batman Beyond, that is.
The new boy. Ears are too long and I miss the cape, but not too shabby. Not too shabby at all.
Join Steve and Mike as they delve into the remaining episodes of the podcast, where they'll cover Batman Beyond, products, games, and more. Check it out only on GeekCastRadio.com.